Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Carlos Gonzalez. He is the executive director of Keep Alachua County Beautiful. It's a fabulous nonprofit located within the county that helps to keep streets, communities, and municipalities clean. There's a lot of different efforts. It starts from children, it goes through all age groups, and a lot of roadways and a lot of places have benefited from being just much nicer, much cleaner. And thank you for leading these efforts. You're fairly new in the job. You've been there just over a year, and you've really made a difference because the organization, once again, is winning awards.
Well, that's correct. And thank you, Sue, and WUFT for having me. And so that award that you're bringing up is the Clean Community Award for 2025, presented by Keep Florida Beautiful. And so that's a statewide recognition. So, yeah, it's pretty neat.
What does that entail? What exactly was the organization honored for?
So it was for its cleanup efforts all throughout the county. I believe it's based off of the community survey appearance report that we submit to Keep Florida Beautiful. It is also used with the county here in our area. Yeah.
That's great. So a lot of the efforts, I think, for Keep Alachua County Beautiful is keeping everything litter free. Mm-hmm. And I see individuals every weekend on various roadways, and it's community service, but it's also some businesses that kind of adopt a road and they take care of it.
Yeah, so anyone can reach out to us to help with beautification efforts. And like you're mentioning, there's businesses in town that wish to help out, but there's also families, clubs, other kinds of groups, neighborhood associations that can take on those responsibilities and help out. And then we ourselves, we have all the resources that we can provide to the volunteers that want to help with our litter abatement program. Keep Alachua County Beautiful, for those who don't know, we manage 51 miles of roads so far with people who have sponsored a stretch of road. And we recently just had a few groups come out and do their initial trainings and cleanups with us as they are beginning those cleanups on a quarterly basis. Yeah.
And what do you provide? How do you make it easy for them to complete the job?
Yeah, so we provide everything from safety vests, grabbers, trash bags, PPE if so needed. And then we coordinate, depending on how much they collect, a pickup. Usually they might be able to dispose of by taking back to their residence, leaving at a local business by asking for permission. And usually businesses say, yes, of course, we welcome that. You just beautified the area around us. Sure. So that's how we support those groups.
Do you have them focused on a particular kind of trash? Like, do you have recycle days and just regular trash?
So that's something that we're trying to work on a bit more, given it's quite an endeavor already to have to pick up litter and then to try to separate things and divert materials to the right places. That can be a whole other aspect of the work. And so we primarily just have them just pick up the litter. But lately we've been doing more about focusing maybe on one recyclable that we can bag up separately so it can be taken to the right place. For example, aluminum cans. That's an easy one. So, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. And so you have a lot of student groups also. I believe UF kind of gets involved with the sororities and fraternities and other clubs because I know high school students can get credit, like community service hours, but the other groups just are doing it for a philanthropic boost.
Yeah. So on both fronts, like you're mentioning, and yeah, there's a lot of participation from UF and from Santa Fe College. But yeah, a lot of fraternities, sororities, clubs, classes, and at even administrative level at UF help out. So it's nice to have that kind of support and that partnership and hope to continue to build that, especially with the environmental clubs. That's been huge to have their support and help, and also acquiring interns from the colleges to help us further our programming has been wonderful. Yeah.
And what do the interns do for you?
Yeah, so they help develop certain kind of programming within environmental stewardship, primarily being, you know, doing case studies, providing research about what is really needed in our communities when it comes to how we can improve waste management, recycling, our impact on the surrounding wild spaces. And so we had people create like a survey for the community, and we've been using that survey. That way we can get feedback directly from the public about what their needs are, what their concerns are when it comes to litter in their area and the impact it has both physically on the space but also mentally for them. So it's quite interesting to get that feedback directly. Yeah.
And Keep Alachua County Beautiful is affiliated with Keep Florida Beautiful and thus Keep America Beautiful. Is this correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So for 30 years now, we've been affiliates of Keep America Beautiful and Keep Florida Beautiful. So the nationwide organization and also the statewide entity that's here. And it's been amazing to work with them and to have resources to network and work with other professionals in the field so we can improve our practices and just be able to share about what's going on in our particular area.
You know, like what works, what doesn't kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody in each municipality, in each county, given they might have different codes, standards, statutes, have to find a workaround about how to conduct those recycling efforts or proper waste management, composting, or promoting sustainable lifestyles around whatever those, for lack of better terms, those guidelines are. So it's been neat to collaborate with people about that, and it's been inspiring, yeah.
Wow, so I know that you get kids started early, and we're going to talk about some of your efforts for education of the little ones so they know that litter is a bad thing. But you've hit the ground running with getting people really kind of excited about making Alachua County a cleaner place. And also coming up in the spring every year, we have the Great American Cleanup, which we will also talk about. But cleanup is 365. It's not just a one-time event during the year or one-time event in the season. How many different events happen? How many groups come out to see you?
Yeah, so unfortunately, like you mentioned, there are litter bugs out there, and they are constant. And so every week or weekend, we have a cleanup happening. Last year alone, we had over 276 cleanups. Picking up roughly 20,000 pounds of litter from the roadways, if you can believe it. And that's just with my first year and a half being here and hoping to expand and be able to collect more as we're trying to reach out to other municipalities in Alachua County. We've been in touch with folks and have supported other cities such as the city of Alachua, High Springs, Newberry, Waldo, Hawthorne. So we're hoping to reestablish those connections and build those a bit more so we can not only help people here in Gainesville, but all throughout Alachua County, thus our namesake. So so yeah, there's a lot there. And as you're mentioning, education being a key point. So definitely want to touch upon that too.
Well, I know that you work with the city governments, but you also work with the waste management divisions and recycle divisions in these various municipalities.
Yeah, exactly. So we work both with local government being county, city, and then also with the haulers, like you mentioned, GFL, Waste Pro, and others that are willing to collaborate with us to help improve the area. So it's been nice to establish relationships with them, talk about practices, operations. That way we can really get a grip on things and share that with the public so they're aware. And can build trust in that way of knowing, you know, these things that I'm actually throwing away and that I'm actually putting in the recycling bin are indeed being recycled. So it's nice to be able to do that.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but before we go, how do people find out more about Keep Alachua County Beautiful? What is the web address?
So it's going to be very simple. It's kacb.org, and then they can always follow us on our socials. That's the best way to stay up to date. So we have Instagram and Facebook, so definitely follow there.
That's great. So we're going to come back in just a few minutes and talk a little bit more about educational efforts and the Great American Cleanup. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Carlos Gonzalez, and he is the executive director of Keep Alachua County Beautiful, which is affiliated with Keep Florida Beautiful and Keep America Beautiful. And we were just joking that we're talking trash here, but it's amazing how much trash has been collected by really thoughtful community volunteers. They come out for community service hours, but some just come out because they really care about the environment and they have adopted certain areas of town either via a business or just a personal commitment to make sure they're clean. And you mentioned there was 20,000 pounds of garbage. And how did you come up with that number?
Yeah, so we track everything. We have our volunteers jot down how many bags of trash they get. Sometimes we use our mobile scale that we're able to loan out and that we don't take out if we already don't have one out with staff already to measure such material. So there's quite a bit of data collection when it comes to that, both for the amount that's going to be going to the landfill, others that are going to be recycled, others that will then be for volunteers, the number of volunteers, or the hours that are also spent, so we can track that for the grants and contracts that we have. So yeah, it's nice.
And you're trying to get everybody started when they're very young. You have some educational programs for children. I know there's one at the SWAG Center in Southwest Gainesville, and you go and you teach them about the environment and about the importance of keeping things clean.
Yeah, yeah. So as young as we can get them. studies have shown that the youth develop habits by the age of 9. So we try to get to them around that time frame, but then also we do presentations, lectures, activities for all ages. Last year alone, we did 27 of those. We had 11 classroom visits, hoping to do a lot more. Our goal is to do at least maybe like once a week at some point at some level. That way, again, we can continue to educate and promote the importance of proper waste management, recycling, sustainable lifestyles. That way we can lessen our impact on the environment. So like you're mentioning, we go to SWAG every month to do that. And then are also looking for other opportunities, other schools in Alachua County that are willing to have us to come and educate their youth and possibly their staff or admin to improve things there at the schools as well with their operations. So that's a big thing, a driving force for us, given that'll help curb the underlying problems there to help improve
things.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of waste at the schools, especially like in the lunchrooms and stuff. So if you can kind of give them a little background on what to be careful with, that would be good.
Yeah.
So, but one of the big events that Keep Alachua County Beautiful puts on every year is called the Great American Cleanup. It's always in April. And there's not just one. There's many at various different cities. But it's a chance for the community to come together and just spend one morning taking care of the trash problem, but also there's a tire drop-off, or there usually is a tire drop-off as well. How does that event work, and how do people get involved?
Yeah, so we are currently in the planning stages for 2026, and the Great American Cleanup is a event that is organized with many other entities here in our area, but it's also a cleanup event that takes place all throughout the country. So other government or not-for-profit affiliates that help put on such a cleanup do it also in the same month, usually around the same day if possible.
Kind of Earth Day-ish, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. As close as possible to Earth Day. And so we're starting to work out the particulars there with all those that are involved, all the stakeholders. That way we can have a fun-filled day planned for the public. Last year alone, we had over 200 volunteers, expecting a lot more this year that's coming up. To help with beautifying the area. They come to a central hub, get their materials, go out, clean up for a bit, bring it back. And at that area, too, we'll have a bin for collecting tires as well for the public. And so we had a tire roundup not too long ago, and that was quite successful, and people were asking about when that's going to happen again. That way they can bring some more. So, so multiple fronts there of having a cleanup all throughout the city, a tire roundup event happening in a morning in April. So we're working out those details now.
And I've been to that event, and I see individuals come, but a lot of times businesses will enlist their staff to come out and kind of goad them into helping out. But they all seem to be having a good time when they get back.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We actually see it as like urban mining. You're out there trying to find things, collecting things. You might find something interesting you might want to clean up and take home. So it's a lot of fun. People enjoy just being out with friends, family, talking, and then they're helping the community and the environment. So it's wonderful.
Yeah. And there's always way too many places that need to have litter picked up too.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case.
Big old book I saw of addresses.
Yeah, yeah. There's always trash out there, and you know, sometimes I hear from folks like, oh, I see that this area is continually littered, and we're like, oh yeah, we're just out there cleaning up, but then a week later, it just gets back to the same condition it was in. So it's to where we're trying to get support to figure out how to handle that. I know other cities around town have ways that you can report littering to law enforcement. So trying to figure out things that we can do there to help that kind of front. So yeah, there's still plenty that can be done when it comes to litter abatement.
And I remember Keep Alachua County Beautiful would kind of take care of any nuisance graffiti. Are they still doing that, or is the City of Gainesville handling that now?
Yeah, so it's being handled by multiple fronts. KACB, the city, And last year alone, I think we did close to 1,700 square feet of graffiti removed in and around Gainesville, other parts of Alachua County. That's also a constant battle. We have taggers out there that are actually known by the public, by some residents. They're like, oh, we got to get those guys at some point. I'm like, yes, we're trying to work on it. We're trying to get them. So it's just a battle between KCB and those taggers that people have become familiar with. Same kind of issue where we go and clean up and then it's tagged again, but we're happy to go back out and clean up as much as we need to. So
kind of leave a distinctive signature, don't they? And you know exactly who's doing that. So well, it's amazing how much you've made a difference in this organization and the community in the short time you've been here. So I think everybody would like to see a clean environment. And Great American Cleanup, like they said, is always in April, but year-round, there's any way you want to get involved, you just go on the website and sign up or just call?
Yeah, so they can go online, just send us a general inquiry or call. People can always just reach out to us to organize a cleanup. They can report illegal dumping, graffiti, or even request a presentation. So however they think
Oh, really?
We can be of help, they can just reach out to us. And be of assistance. So anything that they think we can help with when it comes to our programming, they're welcome to reach out.
And if you're by yourself, sometimes you have no other people that want to go out with people as well.
So people can do cleanups on their own or with groups. We had someone that just really wanted to clean up, and they came by our office and grabbed a grabber, a vest, and trash bag, and went and cleaned up for a little bit just because they wanted to get some fresh air and wanted to help contribute. So that was pretty neat to see that just the other day happen. So, yeah.
Well, I know when there's the break and university and school, things are kind of quiet, but still the need is there. Is that correct?
Yep. The need is always there. During that downtime, we catch up on some administrative duties. But still, even when downtime, other people not affiliated with UF are helping clean up. So this weekend, we're going to have two cleanups happening, actually. And so it's a constant.
It's usually on a Saturday, isn't it, when most people do their cleanups?
Yeah, when they're out from work and when they're able to get together with friends, colleagues, is when they're able to do that. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, Carlos Gonzalez, you've made a great difference here at Keep Alachua County Beautiful. Once again, give us the website as well as the phone number to call.
Yeah, so the website again is going to be kacb.org. Phone number is 352-371-9444.
And you can call anytime, and Carlos can set you up with some grabbers and some bags, and you can make a difference in the community. So, Carlos, thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you so much, Sue.
That was Keep Alachua County Beautiful Executive Director Carlos Gonzalez sharing information on the Great American Cleanup and other beautification events throughout the year. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.